worship him, begin to magnify his holy name. Is God with us? Is revealing us. We worship you, mighty, awesome, glorious God. There is none like unto you, the all-sufficient God, the almighty God, the one who is the creator of heaven and earth, the possessor of heaven and earth, the mighty man in battle, the one who has never lost any war, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. We lift your name high. We give all the glory. We worship your majesty. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Awesome God, I hand over this time unto you. Father, that which you have purposed to do before bringing us to your presence this morning, whatever may want to stand on the way, remove now in the name of Jesus. You are the God who is with us and revealing us. I pray, Lord, in the lives of everyone here this morning, reveal yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you that today, no one must take your glory in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please be seated. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. I think we need to give her, just bless the Lord and give a clapping hand offering to our God. And for this wonderful choir, Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. Your life shall continually be for praise in Jesus' name. Brethren, we are going to do some few things just quickly this morning. With the time I have left here. Please, I just want you to be part of it. I want to believe certain things must change permanently from this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 15, when you read verses 8 to 9, he was talking about Pharisees, Sadducees, the scribes. And he said, there were those among them who draw unto him, that means coming to him, going to synagogue, telling people they are going to worship God. Some claiming they are in Christ. Some claiming they know. He said, but only with their mouth. He says some claim they honor him, but only with their lips. They do not honor him with their body, with their spirit, with their soul. They do not honor him with their job, with their possession. They do not honor him with their finances. They do not honor him with their marriages, with children. They do not honor him even with thanksgiving. And we discussed thanksgiving this morning. It said that their hearts are what? Far away from him. You can be here and your heart will be far away from this service. Which means they are always distracted. God is not a priority in their lives. Their lives, the Christ, Jesus has not been formed up in their lives. They have placed several things between them and Christ. They even get offended when the truth is coming from the pulpit. during Sunday school, during ministration, they get offended. What is it talking about? After all, I read the Bible too. Their minds wonder. And I hope there are no minds wondering right now. You are just here, but you are miles away. Their minds wonder. When they pray, their minds wonder. When they claim they are reading the word of God, their minds wonder. When they claim they are praising God, their minds wonder. When they are giving offering, their minds wonder. And the devil has brought a very good instrument that we aid wandering mind. Laptop, phone, social media. Their minds wonder. They can be present physically. He said they serve him in vain. I pray you will not serve God in vain in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we want to settle this quickly this morning before we do one or two things. Brethren, it's not a matter of what we see in you. It's what you are in Christ. It's who you are in Christ. I beg of you this morning. There are too many things going on that you cannot be sure of the next minute. A woman and a child just standing by the side of the road. Probably waiting for, is it bus? Don't we wait for buses, train? And a driver from nowhere. From nowhere. Decide. The devil decided that driver must go straight onto them. You cannot be sure of tomorrow. That's why we need to deal with this morning, because we are going to go into something this morning that we put an end to a lot of struggle that is going on in the name of Jesus. Please, I beg of you, if there are issues that you are still your challenge, and you know truly you are not in Christ, you can pretend. Oh, because we are here, we are looking at ourselves, we know ourselves. You can decide to say, I am not going to do nothing about it today. Heaven will recall that you have heard this message. And whatever happens next, your blood will not be on anybody's head. I beg of you, if you still know that you are one leg in, one leg out, you are not sure of yourself, I want you to rise and just settle it with God now. In the next 2-3 minutes. But if you are sitting down and you don't want people to know, you don't want to hear what people will say, you can sit down. God, heaven will record that this message has come. And I'm going to give us just 2 minutes if we have anybody here. If you are still struggling with Christ and you know right deep in you, you are not in true. You are not in true relationship with Christ. Please rise and settle it yourself. Rise and just talk to God. I will give us 2 minutes. Because I must do what I am asked to do. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus Christ said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standing sure, having this seal. There is a seal that is upon everyone who is in Christ. The Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knows whether you are his or not. You can deceive everybody, you can't deceive him. He knows. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, everyone who say, I'm a Christian, say, depart from iniquity. And he said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, Matthew 15:13, every plant that my Father in heaven has not planted. We use it to pray. I know we use this verse to pray. But what Christ was saying, everyone who is not of me shall be rooted out. I pray you will not be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I've concluded this part that I'm asked to do. Femi, please. I just want us to watch this clip. And then we are going to pray after that. I'll just be a few words and then we'll pray. Can we put off the light? Somebody put off the light for us, please, so that we can see clearly. So you can see it. Can see how this cow is struggling, this bull is struggling. Light, please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, your life is a struggle. And that is why we just talked briefly on partner in struggle. Partner in struggle. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. I'm going to read very quickly. I'm going to read verses 6 to 8. That's when God appeared unto Moses. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Life is a struggle. I believe I don't need to say that to reemphasize that. I'm not sure whether there's anyone here who's out of struggle. There are even people who struggle in joy. There are those who struggle in celebration. That at the end of the celebration, they are asking themselves, is this even a celebration or what? But I've come to announce to you today, every struggle that has not been ordained by God, it has expiratory date, and it must expire today in the name of Jesus. Brethren, God did it for a whole nation. A whole nation. One night, after 430 years, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 41, one night, he set the children of Israel free from the land of Egypt. A whole nation. Probably you are just a family of four, five, six, three, two, and you are just one alone. God did it for Hannah. Hannah, who her pattern of life was regularly going to Shiloh on just one issue. Not so many of us who bring prayer requests. I'm sure if when pastor say write three prayer requests or prayer points, if he had said 15, some of us will write 15. There was a woman. Just one request. Shiloh over Shiloh over Shiloh after Shiloh after Shiloh. If it was supposed to be every year, you can imagine how many years one issue. But one day, just one day, that struggle was over. God did it for David. When you go to 1 Samuel 31, verse 6. 1 Samuel 31, verse 6. All the time David was running from cave to cave, from wilderness to wilderness. Running after his life. Running so that King Saul would not kill him, destroy him, and cut off his destiny. But one day, just one day, people will be wondering, why should Saul be killed in that battle, including Jonathan? And I said, who told you Jonathan will allow David to reign? The God who did it and said Saul and all his children must not live, he knew what he was doing. One day, one battle, one war, one day in the battle, God removed everything, all the struggles. That's why I'm saying that those your struggle must have expiratory date, and the date is now in the name of Jesus. He did it in the life of Joseph. I try to imagine what Joseph went through. You see, if you have done some things and you are suffering from the consequences of your action, sin, that's a clear thing. But when you are innocent, serving God, trying to live perfect, trying to do everything right, as many of us are trying to do, and yet, it seems as if one trouble comes, the next one rolls in. The devil just arranged them. But this time, and that is why I say, if it's the one that God has not permitted, they must end today in the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph was even serving prisoner, as a prisoner. For read the Bible. Where they kept him? VIP prisoners. So he has to serve all those VIP prisoners. But one day, I'm sure within hours, just hours, not even a whole day, they hurriedly brought him out. They hurriedly changed his garment. And God hurriedly conferred on him honor, accelerated promotion, and greatness. And I pray today, if God has to be urgent and hurry on your case, he will do it today in the name of Jesus. He did it for that woman with the issue of blood. He just said, I'm by faith. And I hope we will put our faith to test as we pray this morning. By faith, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. I like the way Mark recorded the account. Mark chapter 8 from verses 25 to 34. We can read it later. By faith, I will go and do so. And this morning, we are going to have just time by faith to say struggles. God, except the one you have programmed that because once he programs it to take you there, he will be the one in charge. But any other struggle you are going through in this land, they must end today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Partners in struggle. Before we pray, quickly. There are very many partners in your struggle. That's why I showed that clip, that animal. Some never get involved in your struggle. They are still your partner because they will claim they are there. Some become spectators. A boy was beaten to death by his so-called, I don't know whether they are in the gang. And what were people doing? Watching and taking this thing. Partners in struggle. Some are moved to help, but they are restricted. Restricted either by law of the land. Oh, if you go and touch and anything happens, you can be sued. You say, well, I hope you are okay. How can I be okay when I'm in trouble? Some merely watch, like you saw, and pass by. They are in a hurry. Some pass by, they don't even care what you are going through. Some even think that God, you are paying for your sins. That's what the three friends of Job told him. You must have sinned. Just confess to God. Even some you trusted, look at that animal. The same family, they merely stood there and they were watching him. Those who trusted, and you assume these ones will be there for me, they'll be there, watch you, and walk away. But there is one partner. There is one partner. The one who sees all things. Even before you got into that trouble, the one who has seen it. Whether you have gotten into that trouble by yourself, whether you walk into it yourself or not, whether they were brought on you, there is this partner, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ I want us, we are going to cry unto this morning. Brethren, I want you to really cry unto him. There is this partner. That animal didn't know that those other two were somewhere. And they came from nowhere. God will raise partners for you. God will raise partners for you. God will raise partners for you. In the name of Jesus. Those partners that will take you out. Those partners that will show you the way. Those partners that will take you to your promised land. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to pray for the next maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Brethren, if I were you, I will pray. A question like this just comes. It looks like a joke. But God has something to do. And cry to God and say, enough of all this struggle. Struggles that have no reward. Struggles that are full of pain, sorrow, and grief. Struggles that have no end. They are not from God. They are not from God. Loans that have no end. You are in a country and somebody has said you should take a loan for 40 years. Your life is mortgaged for 40 years. Except God intervenes. All these kind of struggle are in this land. I want us to rise. Anybody who wants to come to the altar here, please come. Talk to God that there must be an, I don't care. Is it struggle with your children? Are you saying, why are these children like this? Are you saying, oh, why am I not seeing result? Are you saying, why is it that these things are reoccurring? Why am I going around in a circle? That Father, this morning, they cannot be from you because you have said it in your word that you will be there with us. You will take us out of troubles. That is what you said. Therefore, these troubles must come to an end today. They must come to an end today. They must come to an end, Father. It is not your word for us. It is not your word for us, O God. You say you are the one who is there for us at the time of struggle, at the time of troubles. O God, you must arise for us. You must arise for me. You must arise for these children. You gave me this child to be a thing of joy. You can never make this child a thing of sorrow, a thing of pain and grief. This job that you have given me, oh God, you say your blessing, they make it rich and has no sorrow. Why am I being going through pain, sorrow, and grief? It cannot be from God. Ask God to put an end to all these struggles. That today, Lord, put an end to all this struggle. Is the present help in times of trouble. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we worship you. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O Lord. You said it in your word. You say you are our refuge, you are our strength. You are the very present help in trouble, in struggle. Father, Lord, intervene today in the name of Jesus. If you did it just one night for a whole nation, how many are we here, oh God? We have been serving you. We have been faithful. We know you, Lord. We have put our trust in you. Come and do it in our lives today in the name of Jesus. Why must the heathen say, where is our God? Prove yourself that you are our God this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Reveal your power in us this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Reveal your glory in us this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, King of glory, let your promises for our lives, O Lord, be revealed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. I'm asking you, O God, when you have done this, do not allow us to forget you. Amen. Do not allow us to despise you. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is well. With my soul.